From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, February 2nd, 2016. It's Groundhog Day. Katie Kosajanski is writing in the Daily Mail on the efforts by the CSX Corporation to keep the rail lines and the communities around them safe. Trains carrying oil cars routinely traverse Greene and Columbia counties, sometimes through densely populated areas. A CSX spokesman said, and I quote, "Safety has always been the highest priority for CSX Corporation. Over the last 2.5 years, we have redoubled our safety efforts for our shipments," end quote. The company has increased the frequency of track inspections, has reduced the speed limit on the tracks, and is now sharing more information with local first responders on how to respond to a crude oil accident. The company has also created a mobile app, CSX Rail Respond. The app provides information to firefighters, police officers, and other emergency personnel about hazardous materials being transported. The app also makes recommendations on how to properly respond to an incident. Other safety measures in effect include the installation of more efficient braking systems on trains and stronger tank cars for specific substances. According to the U.S. Department of Transportation, the amount of oil transported by train in this country has increased by approximately 5,000% in the last 6 years. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Lorna Chirot Littleway is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Taconic Hills School Board has established a tax reduction reserve fund. The purpose of the fund is to provide some assistance over the next decade to property owners within the district. However, the details of the plan are not yet known. The money for the Tax Reduction Reserve Fund comes from a defunct reserve created after the district's $15 million facilities capital project was approved in 2009. It contained nearly $1 million when it was closed. A resolution passed by the board last week split those funds between property tax relief and the district's capital fund. When contacted and asked how the new fund will impact district taxpayers, Superintendent Neil Howard said because the officials are still in the early stages of budget planning, he could not comment on how much of the reserve funding may be needed to balance the 2016-2017 spending plan. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors Public Safety Committee met last week to address a number of issues, including the business of housing incarcerated people from other counties. Sheriff David P. Bartlett told the committee the practice of housing people from other locations can be a lucrative business. He said there is actually competition between counties for detainees. Bartlett said both Dutchess and Ulster County are actively looking to profit from housing individuals from other jurisdictions. In Dutchess, he said, officials added space to the county jail in order to increase revenue. Columbia County received $72,000 for out-of-county boarders in 2015, down from $79,000 in 2014. At the same meeting, public defender Robert Linville praised State Senator Kathleen Marchione for obtaining needed funding to install new security technology at 610 State Street in Hudson. The building houses the public defender's office, the probation department, and a subdivision of the Department of Social Services. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. And for our final story, Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that according to a new Siena College poll out on Monday, February the 1st, the majority of New York voters say it is time to make the state legislature truly full-time, but they are not as sure about giving lawmakers a pay raise in exchange for banning outside income. 60% of the respondents are okay with forcing lawmakers to go full-time, but 55% do not want to increase their salaries above the current $79,500 base pay. Voters in New York City are most interested in making the legislature full-time and giving the members a raise. The upstate voters surveyed backed a ban on outside income and opposed a pay raise. The same respondents also said Albany corruption is a serious problem, but public education should be Governor Andrew Cuomo's top focus this year. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And now for the weather. This just in from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Punxsutawney Phil, the national groundhog, did not see his shadow, so an early spring is in the forecast. As for the local weather, The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting mostly sunny day for today with the temperature high near 45 degrees. For Tuesday night, a chance of rain and snow between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m., then a chance of rain after 4 a.m. It will be increasingly cloudy with a low around 32 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 30%. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, rain is expected with a temperature high near 53 degrees. Wednesday night, rain likely before 7 p.m. Then a chance of showers, mainly between 7 p.m. and 1 a.m. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a temperature low at 38 degrees. And for Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 45 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 26. Sunrise today was at 7:07 a.m. and the sun will set at 5:11 p.m., providing us with 10 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the second day of February 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.